USA Radio News with Wendy King.
29 people have been killed in two mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and in Dayton, Ohio. In Dayton, Megan Betts, the gunman's sister, was killed. Police Lieutenant Colonel Matt Carper.
We're always looking at what could have motivated such a horrific action as this. And we're interviewing dozens of people and going through a lot of different electronic evidence, other evidence, to try to determine that.
The gunman was killed at the scene. Meanwhile, in El Paso, prosecutors say they will pursue a capital punishment case against the mass shooter in custody. District Attorney Jaime Esparza.
I can tell you from the outset, the state charge is capital murder, and so he is eligible for the death penalty. We will seek the death penalty.
20 people were killed at a Walmart before he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Media in Iran say the Revolutionary Guard has seized another oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. There are no details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew. In Hong Kong, there were thousands of protesters in the streets a day after violent clashes between anti-government protesters and police. Demonstrations come as China's official news agency warns that Beijing won't let the unrests continue. High-level meetings in Australia today with U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He commented on U.S. and Australian interests in the Persian Gulf, where tensions with Iran are up.
We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria to keep Afghanistan free of terror and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Defense Secretary-designate Mark Esper is also with Pompeo on that trip. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A trailing Democratic White House hopeful says two of those near the top of the polling are probably not electable. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Most polls done after the latest round of Democratic debates found former Vice President Joe Biden still leading the pack. Somewhat behind him in second and third place, though, were Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Still, a former Maryland congressman who's also in the field, who has only 1% support in the polls, says Warren and Sanders are out of step with the American public. John Delaney says,
they're running on a platform that may appeal to a minority of the Democratic Party, but it's not even close to appealing what the majority of the American people want.
He spoke to Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office.
You guys have to work together.
No way. This guy's a real ass.
The top movies at the box office over the weekend, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number one, grossing $60 million. Dropping down to number two, the remake of Disney's The Lion King at $38 million. At number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $20 million. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home with $7 million. And dropping down to number five, Toy Story 4, also at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.